Uccha lila prema vanya chodike vidai. Sri Vridha Balaka Juva Sabhare Duvai.
The blood of God had swelled in all directions, and thus young men, old men, women, and children were all immersed in that inundation.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
When the contents of the storehouse of love of Godhead is thus distributed, there is a powerful inundation that covers the entire land. In Sridham Mayapur, there is sometimes a great flood after the rainy season. This is an indication that from the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, the inundation of love of Godhead should be spread all over the world, for this will help everyone, including old men, young men, women, and children. The Krishna consciousness movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so powerful that it can inundate the entire world and interest all classes of men in the subject of love of God. The characteristics of Krishna are understood to be a storehouse of transcendental love. Although that storehouse of love certainly came with Krishna, when he was present, it was sealed. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates of the Panchatattva, they broke the seal and plundered the storehouse to taste transcendental love of Krishna. The more they tasted it, the more their thirst for it grew. Sri Panchatattva themselves danced again and again, and thus made it easier to drink nectarine love of Godhead. They danced, cried, laughed, and chanted like madmen, and in this way they distributed love of Godhead. In distributing love of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates did not consider who was a fit candidate and who was not, nor where such distribution should or should not take place. They made no conditions. Wherever they got the opportunity, the members of the Panchatattva distributed love of Godhead. Although the members of the Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of love of Godhead and ate and distributed its contents, there was no scarcity, for this wonderful storehouse is so complete that as the love is distributed, the supply increases hundreds of times. The flood of love of Godhead swelled in all directions, and thus young men, old men, women, and children were all immersed in that inundation.
By the causeless mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and our previous acharyas, we are being given the most precious fortune of coming to this crest jewel of all holy places, Sri Navadvip Dham.
In today's purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining how at times the river Ganges floods the whole area of Mayapur. And this is a divine statement that the treasure of love of Godhead should be distributed throughout the world and flood everyone's hearts with love for Krishna. This year, throughout the world, there is celebration of the new millennium, the year 2000. And in this first year of the new millennium, there was record floods here in Sridham Mayapur. Immense floods. I believe 6, 7, 8 feet high, inundating the whole area. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, there is a very nice pastime where Lord Chaitanya was standing a little distant from the river Ganga, and Ganga Devi was feeling so eager to worship him, to serve him, by offering her waters to touch his lotus feet. He was looking at Ganga Devi with such intense love and devotion in his heart, and she was reciprocating with his glance, so much so that she overflooded her banks. Her waves were swirling. She made a tumultuous roar, and she flooded Srimayapur and came to the place of Lord Chaitanya to wash his lotus feet. While she was washing his feet in reciprocation of love, he was perspiring in ecstasy, and another Ganges was falling to merge with her. It is explained that her flood was actually the manifestation of her incessant tears of love rushing toward the lotus feet of the Lord. And one Brahmin, who is very dear to Ganga Devi, was able to understand this very clearly. So the devotees here, they have placed Sri Sri Radha Madhava very, very high up on an altar. Now there is internal and external reasons for everything that happens from a Krishna conscious perspective. From the external reason, we may try to figure out that this flood happened due to some inefficiency of the municipality of the state of Bengal and the way they handle their dam control, or perhaps because of heavy rains. And certainly, these considerations have their value. But internally, we must understand, according to the words of the scriptures. Here is Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada very clearly explains exactly why the Ganges floods. To show the world that this nectar of love of Godhead should flood the entire planet from Srimayapur Dham, the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Ganges flooded and completely submerged Lord Narasimha Dev. Complete Abhishekam. For practically 1 week. And the only people who could actually see Lord Narasimha Dev at that time were either the fish of the Dham, or those who had deep, deep meditation within their hearts. The flood rose to such an extent that it actually washed the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhava. I believe for about 1 week, their feet were being continuously bathed by the holy river Ganga. Now we know that Ganga Devi originates from the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. When Vamana Dev, the great Leela avatar, pierced the covering of the universe, Ganga Devi came to bathe his lotus feet. Therefore, Ganga is his Charanamrit. But here in Mayapur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is especially coming to distribute the merciful love of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, here in Mayapur, Ganga flooded not only to bathe the feet of Madhava, but to personally bathe the lotus feet of his beloved Srimati Radharani. And anyone who touched these waters, but to speak of those fortunate souls who drowned in these waters, the Charanamrit of Sri Sri Radha Madhava, they were blessed. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the combined incarnation of Radha and Krishna. So he is distributing throughout the world Charanamrit of the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Krishna. In this way, Srila Prabhupada has given us a proper insight into these floods. And we are so fortunate that just after this inundating flood, we have all come here to take inspiration from our acharyas, from the Panchatattva, and from the holy Dham. That inspiration should be to taste the nectar of Krishna, of pure bhakti, and to assist our beloved Srila Prabhupada
and inundating the whole world with the flood of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This is a very auspicious way to inaugurate the new millennium. And we're so amazed at how the residents of Sri Mayapur Dham have worked so hard to restore the damages of the flood that to most of us it appears like nothing happened at all. Service to the holy Dham is very intimate and very sacred, because the Dham is not different than the expansion of Sri Sri Gaur Nithai themselves. Through this flood, devotees from all over the world contributed money and other types of energy to serve the holy Dham. This is a very special consideration. Very rarely devotees in such an urgent spirit of devotion collecting, 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 and sending donations to serve the Dham in a very intimate way. Just like, you know, when Yashoda Mai or when Sachi Mata would see Krishna or Nimai in a dangerous condition, in their spontaneous affection, they wanted to protect them. So similarly, it appeared that the Dham was in great difficulty. Then Prabhupada's project in this holy Dham was suffering. So devotees, in a very protective, spontaneous mood all over the world, what to speak of the devotees here, came to protect the transcendental abode of the Supreme Personality of God. So this flood was not only a symbol of what must be done, but it was also a facility to give special devotional service to the Dham, to our devotees. Srila Prabhupada, in one lecture that he gave in this temple room in 1975, spoke about the importance of Mayapur Dham. At that time, Srila Prabhupada every year would come to Sri Mayapur Dham for the Gaur Purnima festival. His Vyasasan was at that end. Leaders, devotees would come from all the continents of the planet, especially to hear him speak. He began one lecture by explaining how in this universe, the most important planet is Earth, because it is here that the Lord appears in so many incarnations. In the earth, the most important continent is India, because it is in India that not only many avatars, but so many of the great acharyas have appeared to distribute love of God. In India, the most important place is Bengal. In Bengal, the most important place is the district of Nadia. In Nadia, the supreme place is Navadvip. And in Navadvip, the very heart, the essence, is Mayapur. And in Mayapur, the heart, the most important place, Prabhupada said, was the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir. Because it was from the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir that the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute love of God all over the world would take place. And that is why he specially named it Mayapur Chandradaya. Prabhupada explains in this same lecture here that Lord Chaitanya is the moon of Mayapur, Mayapur Chandra. In his daya, his compassion, his mercy will emanate from the moon of Mayapur Chandra. This moon will rise from this place and spread its rays of mercy to give illumination to the entire world. Sri Mayapur Chandra Daya Mandir Ki Jai. Thakur Bhakti Vinod explains that the
transcendental knowledge and mercy of the Supreme Lord, which has descended in our sampradayas, is compared to a lotus flower in its various stages of development. At the beginning of the creation, when the Lord imparted the Chatur Sloki of Srimad Bhagavatam to Lord Brahma, it was that time which was the germination or the beginning of the seed of the growing of the lotus of transcendental knowledge. At the time of Prahlad Maharaj in the Satya Yuga, this seed became a lotus bud. At the time of Veda Vyas, when he wrote the Vedas, that bud began to open and reveal itself. At the time of the great Vaishnava Acharyas, Sripad Vishnu Swami, Ramanuja Acharya, Nimbarkacharya, and Sripad Madhvacharya, the lotus became a flower. And 500 years ago, upon the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this lotus flower of pure bhakti was fully blossomed, and its fragrance became so nectarine that it filled the entire atmosphere and began to shower its mercy upon the whole world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compared himself to a gardener. He explained to Rupa Goswami that the seed of bhakti, the bhakti lata bij, is the most precious thing that one can obtain in all of creation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his devotees, were spreading that seed and growing that wonderful plant. And the ultimate fruit was the fruit of love of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that these fruits of love of Godhead are in such abundance, and even one single fruit could inundate the entire universe with ecstatic love. He appealed to his devotees that how many fruits can I alone distribute? Therefore, please, everyone come and help me to distribute these fruits of love of God throughout the world. Srila Prabhupada was in this spirit, that if we please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then by his mercy he will shower all realizations and mercy upon us. And he is appealing, he is begging us to help him distribute these fruits. Srila Prabhupada traveled, even at the age 70, up to 81, throughout the entire world, distributing these fruits of love of Godhead. And before he left this world with folded palms and tears in his eyes, he begged us to assist him in this mission of spreading love of God throughout the world through the chanting of the holy names. And in order to do so, he made his international headquarters Sri Mayapur Dham. This is a manifestation of such pure, unalloyed faith. We find that most people make their headquarters in places where there's good communications, accessibility. Corporate headquarters are usually in London or Paris or New York or Chicago. At that time, Mayapur Dham was a few little Gaudiya mats and just expanses of fields and rice paddies. Practically no accessible roads, practically no means of communication in the early 70s. But Srila Prabhupada personally came here and sent his devotees to establish a center and make this the international headquarters of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Today, all of you should go to the little straw hut where it all began. There was no building, only a small piece of land. Srila Prabhupada was living in that straw hut, very happy. When there were floods, devotees had to live on the roof of the thatched hut. But Prabhupada had the vision that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is inconceivable and unlimited. He appeared in Sri Mayapur Dham, and it is from here that love of God is meant to spread throughout the world. So Srila Prabhupada, with that faith, at that time established his international headquarters in a straw hut in Sri Mayapur Dham. In fact, we should know the intimacy of this holy place to Srila Prabhupada's heart. He received his ticket for the Jaladuta from Sumati Murarji Mataji in Mumbai. Jaladuta was to leave from Calcutta. For those of you who have carefully examined Srila Prabhupada's diary, we find he came to Calcutta, and just before he left on the Jaladuta for America, he came to Sri Mayapur Dham to go to the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and beg for their mercy and blessings. Why? Because he was going to take the message of the spirit of Mayapur across the oceans to all continents of the world, and on behalf of Lord Chaitanya, to make the world dance to the chanting of the holy names. Prabhupada wanted the whole world to hear the holy name from Mayapur. So please chant much, much louder. Thank you very much. Hopefully, as the days go on, you will be more enthusiastic. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Yuga Avatar. Yuga Avatar means the Lord descends in every age to reveal the Yuga Dharma. Generally, the Yuga Avatar is a amsa, or a plenary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is an incarnation of Chirodakshaya Vishnu, who resides within the universe in the island of Svetadvip near the ocean of milk. Only one time in a day of Brahma does the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan, appear. This is described very specifically by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therein he explains that a cycle of the four yugas, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga, is called one Divya Yuga. There are 71 Divya Yugas in one Manvantara. There are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. The particular Manu that is prevailing at this time is Vaivashvata Manu. He is the seventh of the 14 Manus. And in the 28th Divya Yuga, just at the end of Dwapara Yuga, only one time in a day of Brahma does Krishna appear in his original personal form, manifesting the love of Sri Goloka Vrindavan. Day of Brahma means 4,320,000,000 years. And in that same time, or the same Divya Yuga of the day of Brahma, that Krishna appears, following him in the Kali Yuga, Swayam Bhagavan, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how after Krishna disappeared from this world, after revealing the divine pastimes of Vrindavan, he was thinking that throughout the world, people follow various religious principles. And those who are quite fortunate, they develop pure devotion to me. But generally, their worship is in the mood that I am the master and they are servant. It is Aishwarya Bhav, that of majesty and reverence. But in Vrindavan, only are the four primary rasas revealed. Sakya ras, where my devotees love me and serve me as a friend. Sometimes I wrestle with them. Sometimes I'm defeated. Sometimes I climb on the shoulders of the gopas and they carry me around thinking that they are victorious. And sometimes they climb on my shoulders and I carry them around. Yashoda Mai, her love is that she considers me her own child. She wants to protect me. Sometimes she chastises me. Sometimes she binds me with ropes so I cannot move. And gopis, in their ecstasy of love in Madhurya Ras, sometimes they reproach me. The love of Vrindavan conquers my heart. No other love and devotion completely conquers me as the spontaneous love of Vrindavan. But there is no other avatar. There is no one except myself that can teach this type of love to the world. Therefore, in this age of Kali, I will personally descend to spread the ecstasies of the love of Braja through the congregational chanting of the holy name. I will personally descend and make the whole world dance. Kaviraj Goswami says that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a garland with the flowers of the holy name of Krishna and pure love of Krishna. And he came to garland the entire world. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. The Lord appeared in the role of his own devotee, to teach. Srila Prabhupada explains that a teacher knows subject very, very well, but just to show the students, he practices the same elementary lessons as the student. The teacher says, this is A, this is B, this is C. Similarly, the Lord appears in the role of his devotee, to teach us perfectly the safest and most sublime means by which we can achieve the perfection of transcendental realization. Krishna is the source of all avatars. And similarly, Srimati Radharani, his Ladini Shakti, is the source of all the goddesses of fortune. Sita, Lakshmi, Rukmini, they are all expansions of the original fountainhead of all devotion, Srimati Radharani. As it is explained by Kaviraj Goswami and our acharyas, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined incarnation of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Therefore, he is the fountainhead, the source of all incarnations. It is said that there are three external reasons and three internal reasons why the Lord appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
First, it was the time for his Yuga Avatar to manifest the religion of this age, Harinam Sankirtan. Second of all, in order to fulfill his promise in the Gita, Yada yada hi dharmasya glamir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham paripranaya sadhunam vinashaya chutuskritam dharma samstapanaradaya sambhavami yukesh. The Lord appears in every millennium to deliver the pious, annihilate the miscreants, and reestablish the principles of religion. And the third of these reasons is to reciprocate with the love and the prayers of his pure devotees. At Srivasangam, Sri Ram, Sri Nidhi, Sri Pati, and Srivas were throughout the day and night having loud, ecstatic kirtans with tears in their eyes, begging Krishna to appear to establish the Harinam Sankirtan movement. They were aggrieved, their hearts were broken to see human society immersed in the ocean of materialism. Advaitacharya, that compassionate personality, he could not bear to see the ignorance of the world. So much pride, so much addiction to lust, envy, greed, pride, illusion, and anger. He considered, in this age of Kali, it is impossible even for myself to deliver these people and to get them to chant the holy names. Navadvip was the high seat of knowledge and religion for that day. But yet, nobody spoke about Krishna. No one spoke anything about devotion. Therefore, on the bank of the Ganges, Advaitacharya, with tears in his eyes, he was offering Tulsi Manjaris and Ganga water to Shalagram Vishnu, crying out with a thunderous voice, Lord Krishna, please appear. Only you in your original form can save the people of Kali Yuga. To reciprocate with that love and compassion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended into this world. The three internal reasons are explained by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Desiring to understand the glory of Sri Radharani's infinite love, to understand the wonderful qualities in him, Krishna, that only Sri Radharani relishes through her love, and the happiness that she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. The Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Sachi Devi as the moon appears from the ocean. Krishna is the source of all bliss. We know the story of how Krishna sees everyone is so eager to taste the nectar of his lotus feet. Great sages are performing tapasya. Vaishnavas are taking vows of renunciation, dedicating their entire lives, giving up everything of the world to taste the nectar of his feet. One time he assumed the form of a little baby child just to suck on his feet, to see what it is that his devotees are tasting. Although Krishna's Rasaraj, the origin of all rasas and the enjoyer, he is the supreme enjoyer. Still, when he sees Srimati Radharani's love for him, he becomes very much agitated in his heart that the ecstasy that she feels in her love is something that I cannot understand. Therefore, the Lord appears with the mood and the sentiment of Sri Radharani in order to taste the nectarine sweetness of her love. And he was wondering,
One time he was looking at a jeweled pillar and he saw a reflection of himself. That reflection completely, transcendentally captivated his mind. Now we see sometimes perverted reflection. People stand in front of mirrors, but usually they put on all kinds of things to try to cover the ugly parts of them so that other people will only see something nice. But Krishna, when he saw himself, he became so attracted. And he was thinking that only Sri Radharani can actually appreciate the ecstasy of my divine form and qualities. That when she sees a tamal tree, she remembers Krishna's form. And she becomes mad and begins to embrace that tamal tree. When the breeze carries the scent of his body, she becomes blinded and just tries to merge into the wind. Upon seeing this, Krishna understood that my heart's great yearnings cannot be fulfilled unless I can experience the love of Sri Radha. Therefore, although Radha and Krishna are the one supreme absolute truth, the supreme enjoyer and the supreme enjoyed, they separate themselves in two forms eternally. But Swarup Damodar Goswami explains, but now those two have become one in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna with the sentiments and the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Not only did he come to taste the nectar of that love, but he came to distribute it to the entire world through the congregational chanting of the holy name. Thus he is called the Prema Avatar, the avatar that has given what no other incarnation has ever given before. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Tveshe Namah. He's come to give the love of Vrindavan to everyone and anyone without discrimination. The Lord first sent his beloved associates to Navadvip Dham, to Radhadesh, and to various other holy places. They appeared to prepare the way for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent. And then it was here in Sri Mayapur, on the full moon night of the month of Phalgun in the year 1486, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as the son of Sachimata and Jagannath Mishra. He revealed his eternal divine form of Lord Gauranga. He was very tall. His complexion, like the radiance of pure molten gold. His face was like the full moon, spotless moon. That moon-like face was decorated with eyes, each one like a fully bloomed lotus petal. His eyes were so large and so enchanting to the heart, it appeared that they were stretching practically to his ears. And in divine love, sometimes they had a reddish complexion, like that of the sky at the time just before the sunrise or sunset. The Lord's beautiful lips were like the freshly ripened bimba fruit. His teeth brought shame even to the most perfect, pure pearls of the ocean. His beautiful blackish hair elegantly curled around his moon-like face. His neck was like that of a lion. His shoulders like that of an elephant.
the Lord's arms magnificently stretched down below his knees. His chest was broad. His palms and his feet had the complexion of vermilion, beautiful, pinkish color that attracted all the world. And the nails of his toes, each one was resplendent like tens and millions of moons. He had beautiful tilak upon his forehead, and Lord Anantashesha personally incarnated to become his sacred thread. During this incarnation of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip Dham, the Lord revealed how he was in truth the source of all other incarnations. No other avatar did the Lord reveal all of his other incarnations to his devotees. To Sachi Mata and Kolabecha Sridhar, here in Navadvip, he personally manifested his form of Shamsundar, the Lord of Vrindavan. To Murari Gupta, he manifested his divine form as the son of Dasarath and Kaushalya, Sri Ramchandra, with a complexion green like the durva grass. To Murari Gupta, he also revealed his form of Lord Varahadev. Dancing in that form of Varahadev, he lifted the earth in the form of a water pot. In the house of Srivas, for the pleasure of Advaitacharya Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his Virat Rupa, his universal form. In the house of Srivas, he manifested his forearm form of Lord Narayan, holding the conch shell, disc, lotus flower, and club. To one Shivite who was chanting the glories of Lord Shiva, he manifested his form of Lord Shiva with matted hair, dancing on the shoulders of that devotee. He also manifested his Sadguja, six-armed form, to Lord Nityananda here in Navadvip, where he had the two arms of Ram, two hands of Krishna playing flute, and the beautiful golden arms of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu holding the danda and kamandalu. He also fully exhibited the moods of Lord Vamanadeva on the day that he accepted the sacred thread of Dattatreya, when he was instructing his mother on the pile of earthen pots, and of Kapiladeva, when he instructed his mother Sachi about the miseries of this material world and the glories of bhakti. When Srivas Thakur was chanting the Vishnu Sahasranam, when he chanted the name Narasingha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the mood of Lord Narasingadeva, picked up a club in great anger, crying out, "I will kill the demons!" He was so ferocious that everyone in the streets were running in fear. Then he became very embarrassed that he caused so much disturbance. He said to Srivas, "Did I make an offense to these people?" He said, no, my lord. "You have manifested this transcendental emotion by your causeless mercy, and anyone who sees it will never take birth again in this material world." Here in Navadvip Dham, the Panchatattva, the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they plundered the storehouse of love of Godhead to distribute the ecstasies of Vrindavan. Our great acharyas explained to us that Navadvip and Vrindavan are non-different. Vrindavan is Madhurya Dham. It is the place where the sweetest pastimes of loving reciprocation are shared between Krishna and his devotees. Navadvip is Audarya Dham, this place where those same sweet pastimes of Vrindavan are distributed to the world. Our great acharyas explained to us that Navadvip and Vrindavan are non-different. Vrindavan is Madhurya Dham. It is the place where the sweetest pastimes of loving reciprocation are shared between Krishna and his devotees. Navadvip is Audarya Dham, this place where those same sweet pastimes of Vrindavan
are distributed to the world.
We have read today that in Vrindavan, Krishna exchanged the highest ecstatic love.
But it is very secret. It is kept sealed. Unless one is completely offenseless, unless one is utterly surrendered, it is only an imagination hearing and chanting the glories of Vrindavan.
It is the most secret, most confidential of all abodes. But Navadvipa is that place, Odaryadham, where the seal is broken and the contents of the treasure of ecstatic love of Vrindavan is made available for everyone and anyone. The young people, the old people, the men, the women, regardless of nationality, education, wealth, no consideration.
Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda spread the glories of Vrindavan through Navadvip to everyone. The only price is our faith in our willingness to sincerely chant the holy names.
Once Lord Chaitanya and Jagadananda Pandit were walking along the banks of Ganga in the forests of Navadvip, when Lord Chaitanya saw a parrot on a bakul tree, he called that parrot and took him in his hand and said, "O Sukha, son of Yas, please chant for me the glories of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan." The parrot began to call out, "Gora, Gora, Gora, Gora." Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of a devotee. He did not like anyone chanting his name. He threw the parrot into the air. He said, "What are you doing, Sukha? I asked you to chant the names of Radha Krishna. Please chant the glories of Radha and Krishna." The parrot cried out, "Gora, Gora." He said, "Why? Why are you not chanting Radha and Krishna's glories for me?" Sukha replied, "Because Vrindavan has been transformed into Sri Navadvipam. And my beloved Radha and Krishna are now before my eyes as Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Therefore, I only survive chanting the holy names Gora, Gora! For Krishna has appeared as my Gauranga, and Sri Radharani has appeared as our Gadadhar Pandit. In this age of Kali, all of the holy places are quickly losing their power. They become very weak. However, Navadvip is the crest jewel of all holy places. Because in Kali Yuga, the land of Navadvip has unlimited, ever-increasing power to transform people's hearts. In Vrindavan and other holy places, if we commit offenses, we will have to suffer due to those offenses. But Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, in this holy land of Navadvip, they do not accept any offenses. The previous incarnations, they kill the demons for their offenses. But in Navadvip Dham, the Lord purifies the demons of their offenses and gives them pure devotional service. Dinahina yatachilo hari nama udarilo tarasakshi jagai madhai. The testimony of this is jagai and madhai. They were murderers, thieves, drunkards, woman hunters. But by the mercy of Sri Sri Gauranitai, they were dancing in ecstasy with floods of tears flowing from their eyes. Their limbs were trembling as they were chanting the holy names. In
In fact, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he revealed to the world that in this age of Kali, everybody, the entire human population is more or less like Jagai and Madhai. So offensive. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the only hope. And those who take shelter of Gaur Nitai in the land of Nadia, they achieve the love of Vrindavan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that by serving Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda in Dasya Ras as his humble servant, then by their mercy we will be promoted to Sakya Ras, Vatsalya Ras, Madhurya Ras of the spiritual world of Vrindavan. That is our hope. That is our life. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, they were living for many, many decades in Sri Vrindavan Dham, absorbed in ecstatic bhajan, constantly chanting the holy names, rolling in the dust of Braja, meditating on the holy leelas of the Lord. But in their natural Vaishnav humility, they consider themselves too offensive to achieve the treasure of pure bhakti in Vrindavan. So both of them came to Sri Navadvipa Dham, knowing this to be Udharya Dham, where Vrindavan's love is available to everyone. It was here that these two great acharyas spent the rest of their lives. And they both left their bodies here in Navadvipa, chanting the holy names of Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
They wanted to reveal to the world the importance of Sri Navadvipa. Just by remembering Navadvipa Dham, one gains the benefits that are equal to going to all the other holy places in the world. Just by walking in Navadvipa Dham, every step is equal to 10 million Ashwamedha yajnas performed. Just by sleeping in this land of Navadvipa is equal to offering dandavat obeisances 10 million times to the Supreme Personality of God. Because Navadvipa Dham is surcharged with Krishna's Swarup Shakti, Sandini, Sanvit, Ladini. The Sandini potency is manifesting and supporting the holy land of Sri Navadvipa. The Sanvit potency is revealing the glories, and Ladini Shakti, Gaur Nitai, their mercy is in every particle of dust of Navadvipa, willing to give whoever begs with a humble heart for mercy the ananda, the ecstasies of pure love. One should take shelter of Navadvipa Dham. We come to Navadvipa Dham as beggars. One time, one very religious person, who was actually a Babaji, he told Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj that someone was going to buy him a piece of land in Navadvipa. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji said, "This is Maya, this is illusion, you will go to hell with this conception. How can you buy the holy Dham? How can you purchase? How can you think it is yours? How could this queen who's giving it for you, what unintelligence that she thinks it's her land to sell or to buy or to give away? This is the holy abode of Krishna. More valuable than all the treasures of jewels of all the heavenly planets and all of creation. This is Chintamani Dham. Because in every tree, in every particle, pure love of God is residing. And if with a humble heart we beg for mercy, then Navadvipa Dham will fulfill all our soul's innermost desires. It is only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu that one can understand the truth of the spiritual qualities of Sri Mayapur Dham. Therefore, when we come here, we should come as beggars. begging Nityananda Prabhu and his representative, the spiritual masters and the Vaishnavas, for their mercy. It was in Navadvip Dham that Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made their mercy so available to all. Kalera dosa nide rajan asti hika mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha sitayate. When Jiva Goswami was here performing his parikrama under the guidance of Nityananda Prabhu, it was revealed that eternally the Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking place here. There's a thin veil of yoga maya that covers it from our vision. But when we are truly humble, sincere, and begging for shelter, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nityananda Prabhu, he pulls the curtain of that veil, and we can see, even today, that Lord Chaitanya with his associates are performing Harinam Sankirtan everywhere in Sri Mayapur town. Gaurmandala Bhumi is compared to a lotus flower with 108 petals. There are 100 petals in the outer part of this lotus flower. And in the very center, there is the 8 petals of 8 islands of Navadvip, and the center whorl of that lotus flower is Antardvip, and the center is Sri Mayapur town. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, all the holy places are manifested in Navadvip town. All the 16 sacred rivers, the 7 holy cities, the 12 forests of Vrindavan, all have their place eternally in Sri Navadvip. The river Ganga, Saraswati, Jalangi, Alaknanda, Narmada, Jamuna, and other rivers, they divide Navadvip into 9 islands. Today in some places, those rivers are dried up. And in some places, they are flowing. The 9 islands of Navadvip represent the 9 processes of devotional service. On the eastern bank of Ganga is Antardvip, which represents Atma Nivedanam, surrendering everything to the Lord. Simantadvip represents how we can achieve the ultimate perfection of pure love of God through hearing the glories of the Lord. Gotramdvip represents the process of chanting the names and glories of the Lord. Madhyadvip represents remembering the Lord. Kaladvip, serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Ritadvip, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Janudvip, praying to the Supreme Lord. Modramdvip, by carrying out the order or serving. And Rudradvip, by becoming the friend of the Lord. Sri Navadvip Dham is especially blessed with the presence of the holy river Ganga Devi. Ganga Devi saw her beloved sister Jamuna facilitating Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan with the gopas and gopis. So Ganga Devi performed penances and austerities with love in her heart, praying for the opportunity to also participate in the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave her the benediction that when he appears in the age of Kali, the same transcendental pastimes of Vrindavan will be enacted by him and his associates in the holy river Ganga. Ganga is so pure. There is a story of how once Garudadev, the bird carrier of Vishnu, had captured a snake, and he happened to fly over the Ganges, and the tail of that serpent happened to touch the Ganges. Immediately that snake was transformed into a beautiful four-armed form of a resident of Vaikuntha. And Garudadev personally brought him to Vaikuntha Dham.
Nimai Pandit, before he would begin his classes every day, he would go to the bank of the Ganga. He would bow down to Ganga Devi. He would bathe in Ganga Devi, and he would praise her glorious qualities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has said that anyone who is touched by the breeze that is coming from Ganga will certainly, in course of time, get pure devotional service. What to speak of those who taste the water or bathe in the water? In the Bhakti Ratnakar, as well as in the Navadvipa Mahatmya, this very historical pilgrimage of Jiva Goswami and Nityananda Prabhu are described. In 1918, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur inaugurated the first Navadvipa Parikrama of modern times, following in the footsteps of Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Jiva Goswami. His father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was living in the Rani Dharmashala, Bhaktivinoda had a vision where he saw a radiant light emanating from a particular part of Mayapur. And with the help of deep, intensive research of scriptures, maps, and histories, he discovered the original authentic birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The greatest of all the self-realized acharyas, Jagannath Das Babaji, was brought there. At that time he was over 100 years old. He hadn't walked in years. He was carried in a basket. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought him to that holy place, where there was only Yavanas living, but the only thing that was growing there were tulsi plants, Jagannath Das Babaji leaped out of his basket, dancing in ecstasy, crying, Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan. When Thakur Bhaktivinoda was living in Godramdweep at his home, from the rooftop, he had a vision. He writes this vision in his literatures. In that vision, he saw the mercy of Gorni Thai flooding the entire world. He saw people from all the different sections of India, of all castes. He saw Americans, Europeans, Africans, Russians, men, women, rich, poor. He saw people from all over the world loving each other like brothers and sisters, with their arms raised, dancing in ecstasy together here in Sri Navadvipa while chanting the holy names of the God. Srila Prabhupada, taking the order of his spiritual master as his life and soul, fulfilled that vision. Today we see devotees from America, from Europe, from Bombay, which is something like America in Europe, from Africa, from Australia, from Japan, China, from all parts of India, gathered together to beg for the mercy of Gorni Thai and chant the holy names together. Srila Prabhupada explained that the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir will be the real United Nations. Because the United Nations has always failed and always will fail. No doubt they're trying to somehow or other keep bandages on all the cuts, but they're not solving the problems. Prabhupada said whenever he went to the United Nations, he saw more flags outside. And they're advertising, this is our success, more flags. But Prabhupada said, flag means disunity. But here in the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, Navadvipa Dham, people
become liberated from the bodily conception of life. Understanding that they are the eternal souls, the pure unalloyed servants of Krishna. Only when we transcend this bodily concept, only when we overcome the forces of greed, lust, anger, pride, envy, and illusion, can we actually be united. So here in Navadvip, we have all come to unite, to help one another, to become purified lovers of Sri Sri Radha Madhava, to become instruments in the merciful hands of our acharyas, and to awaken each other's love of God through dancing ecstatically while chanting Radha and Krishna's holy names. Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
For those of you who have come for this yatra, please approach with very humble and grateful heart. If you take something to be ordinary, Krishna will reveal it as ordinary. Yegatamam prapajante tamstataiva bhajamyaham mama vartmanu vartante manushya parata sarvash. Prabhupada said, if you approach the deity as a piece of stone or wood, you will see stone or wood. If you approach as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you will see Krishna. He can speak to you. He can dance for you. Don't try to see Krishna. Try to serve Krishna in such a way that he wants to see you. The holy Dham is not different than the Lord. We should not be here in a spirit to enjoy. Materialistic people, they take holidays to enjoy. But they never really enjoy. There's millions of Indians every year who go to Disney World, spending fortunes to enjoy looking at this male and female mouse. They glorify them. This in Kali Yuga, perverted reflection. Devotees are worshipping Radha and Krishna, and they are worshipping Minnie and Mickey. Shri Shri. And they're trying to somehow or other extract some enjoyment out of their hearts. But in the meanwhile, they're spending so much money. And inside they're thinking, oh, my money's being lost. So they're actually agitated. Their senses are enjoying and their mind is thinking, it costs so much. So many things go wrong. So this idea of holiday comes from holy day. Originally, when people had time, they went to holy places. Not to enjoy, but to purify their lives. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. We are meant for his enjoyment. When we come to his holy dham, we should be especially in this consciousness. Navadvipa and Vrindavan are none different. This is the land of Krishna's eternal lila. We are coming here to be enjoyed by Sri Sri Gaur Nithai. We should come in the spirit of service. Then, actually, we will experience the true glories of Sri Navadvip. We cannot see Sri Navadvip with our material eyes. We're looking around with our eyes, and we're seeing some things that inspire our bhakti, and some things that disgust us. However, we should see through the heart of faith. We should not imitate the great souls. The fact is, we cannot see the spiritual world with these eyes made of flesh and water and blood. We should be begging. We should be begging for purification so that by the mercy of the Panchatattva, they will bestow their kindness upon us. We should be here in such a way that they are pleased to see our humility, our sincerity, and our enthusiasm to glorify them by chanting the holy names.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
have 10 days here. In these 10 days, we have an opportunity to make such immense spiritual progress that may ordinarily take millions of births. We should very carefully be attentive to make the best possible utilization of every moment that we are here. We should not speak about material subjects. We should not criticize. We should not gossip. Raghunath Das Goswami calls gossip the witch that steals away our propensity to serve Radha and Krishna. We should exclusively keep the topic of the glorification of the Lord on our mouth. We should not consider what makes us happy or unhappy. In the spirit of the servant and the servant of the servant, we should be simply thinking of how we can help the other Vaishnavas be happy. That is Vaikuntha atmosphere. As long as I'm thinking my happiness and you're thinking your happiness, there has to be conflict in due course of time. But if I'm thinking of your happiness and you're thinking of his happiness, then there can be no disagreements. There can be love. And in that love, we can truly please Srila Prabhupada, and we chant the holy names of the Lord together. Hare
Krishna.
So we should fight against lethargy, sleepiness, especially when I'm speaking. We should be very enthusiastic, because what you do is you're preaching. If you're falling asleep during class or sitting back during kirtan, then you're preaching to the whole world that this class is boring and this kirtan doesn't interest me at all. You should be alert, attentive, as an austerity, and participate by dancing, by chanting. We must take shelter of the process of bhakti. Take shelter of the holy dham. Take shelter of the association of devotees. Take shelter of the narrations of the Supreme Lord. Take shelter of the deity on the altar. Take shelter of the mercy of prasad. Take shelter of the holy name during your japa, your bhajans, and your kirtan. We have come here to seek shelter. When we come to the holy dham, no one's rich or poor. No one's educated or uneducated. No one is from a high caste or a low caste. We all come as beggars, begging to be the servant of the servant of the servant, begging to receive the mercy of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya personally instructed the devotees at Srivasangam that if you want to chant properly with the string of the holy name, you must wear the crest jewel of all verses. Trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnana, amanina manadena kirtaniyasada. We have come here to beg for this quality, so that in the purified state, we can assist Srila Prabhupada, the previous acharyas, and Sri Sri Gornitai, the Panchatattva, in flooding the world with Harinam Sankirtan. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki Gaur Premanandi.
There, Srila Prabhupada received his lifelong instruction to spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya throughout the world in the English language. From the year of 1965, when he left the abode of Vrindavan, to 1977, when he departed for Goloka, he manifested the extent of Vaishnava compassion that is rare to ever be seen. Lord Chaitanya is Pratitapavan avatar. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was thinking
that if Jagaya Madai are delivered, then his glory as Pratitapavan Avatar will certainly be understood properly. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, took the mercy of Lord Nityananda to another extreme. Traveling throughout the world, though practically it is an entire civilization of various forms of Jagaya Madhai, and giving Krishna prema through Krishna name. Srila Prabhupada personally expressed his wish that his samadhi be in Vrindavan, his home, and that a Pushpa samadhi be established in Sridhar Mayapur, his place of worship. Srila Prabhupada desired that a glorious spiritual city rise here in Mayapur to attract people from all places of the world to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. In order to express your deepest gratitude to him as our Savior, our very life and soul, the beloved disciples of Srila Prabhupada from all over the world built this beautiful monument, not simply to glorify Srila Prabhupada as a man, but to assist him in his mission. Because Srila Prabhupada's person embodied the topmost spirit of surrender and compassion. He was the very personification of the mercy of Sri Sri Nitai Guru Sundar. And as Srila Prabhupada's life is understood by the world, simultaneously, the essence of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya will also be understood. Srila Prabhupada lived to spread the holy name around, and in his samadhi, he presides to this day, and for many generations in the future, attracting people from all places to come to Sridhar Mayapur to taste the sweetness of Krishna consciousness through the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna! The kirtan of so many hundreds and hundreds of devotees here in his Pushpa Samadhi is being energized by his divine grace. Srila Prabhupada truly lives forever through his mercy and through the inspiration he fills the hearts of his devotees with. We have just taken our sacred bath in the holy river Ganga to purify ourselves. We are beginning our Gaur Mangala Yatra in this place. We have especially come here to beg Srila Prabhupada for his blessings and permission to travel to the many holy places of the lilas of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. We have especially come here to offer our gratitude to him for calling us here. In truth, we are all his invited guests. He roamed the world 12 times, inviting everyone to come to Mayapur Dham. During the first Gaur Purnima festival, there was nothing but some construction site. Prabhupada was up in the middle of the night, making sure each devotee had mosquito nets, very painstakingly making sure each devotee had proper prasad. Everyone really felt that they were Prabhupada's personal invited guests. It is my hope and prayer that all of us during this yatra feel that we are Prabhupada's personal invited guests. So now, remembering his mercy, which is the substance of our spiritual lives, taking vow to remain ever faithful and loyal to his devotional service, to his Guru Maharaj, let us offer our prostrated obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, and with his blessing, we will begin Gaur Mangala Yatra. Srila Prabhupada ki let us also meditate upon pleasing Srila Prabhupada with all of our words, all of our actions, and all of our thoughts during the next 10 days of pilgrimage. In the spirit of the servant of the servant of his servants. At this time, after taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, we will proceed on the Harinam Sankirtan procession to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's holy place of appearance, the yoga feet. Which is the very center of the universe for our Gaudiya Vaishnava. Let us dance and chant in a spirit of great devotion.